Okay, we have the Mishnah here on Daf Ches Amud Beis, and the Mishnah says, "Hakol Golim al Yidei Yisrael, Yisrael Golim al Yideim, Chutz mi Ger Toshav, the Ger Toshav Eino Gole Ela al Yidei Ger Toshav." So we're going to focus our attention on Chutz mi Ger Toshav, and we started this last week. The Gemara is here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph on the fourth line. Chutz mi Ger Toshav. So the Gemara says, Alma, we see from this Mishnah, Ger Toshav, Oved, Kochavimhu. In other words, the Gemara thinks that since in the case of Ger Toshav there is no Parsha of Golos, it means that if a Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, he does not go into Golos. We'll see exactly what his situation is. If on the other hand, a Yisrael kills the Ger Toshav, he does not go into Golos. So in the relationship between a Yisrael and a Ger Toshav, there is no Golos. And therefore the Gemara thinks that it means we have to derive the conclusion, therefore, that as far as Ritzicha is concerned, as far as the Parsha of Golos is concerned, a Ger Toshav is not considered a Yisrael. His din, his status is equal to that of a Goy. And we'll see soon that the Gemara is going to derive that from a Pasuk, because it says, V'hayu lachem ha'arim l'miklat, lachem v'lo l'gerim. So at this point in the Havamina, the Gemara doesn't understand the Sefer. Why? Ema Sefer. The Sefer says, Ger Toshav gole al yidei Ger Toshav. So if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav b'shogeg, he goes into Golos. So you see that Ger Toshav is considered like Yisrael. He's included in the Parsha of Golos. Rav Kahana lo kasha. Rav Kahana is breaking new ground. He says, and I'm explaining this according to Tosus, it means that there's a status called a Goy, there's a status called a Yisrael, and right down the middle, in between these two extremes, is the status of a Ger Toshav. And therefore, Khan, if you're dealing with the case of a Ger Toshav in terms of his own status, meaning he kills another Ger Toshav, he's in the status of a quasi-Yisrael. Notice he's included in the parasha of Golos, and therefore the Mishnah in the Sefer establishes that he goes into Golos. However, Ger Toshav Shaharig Yisrael, if you ask me about the relationship between a Ger Toshav and a Yisrael, he does not have the same status as a Yisrael. And therefore, if he kills a Yisrael, if the Ger Toshav murders a Yisrael with Pishogeg, there's no din of what? Of Golos. So again, just to summarize, the Havamina, the Maskon, according to Tosfos, presents this sugya, is the Gemara in the Havamina thought that it's an either-or situation. Either a Ger Toshav is considered a Goy, as far as Ritzicha B'Shogeg is concerned, and therefore he's excluded from the Parsha of Golos, or he's considered a Yisrael, he's included in the Parsha of Golos. You can't have your cake and eat it. Comes along Rav Kahana, and he establishes that there's a new category, there's a middle of the road, and that's a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is somewhere between a Yisrael and a Goy. So vis-a-vis a Yisrael, he doesn't have the status of a Yisrael, and therefore there's no din of Golos. But he does have a status of a Yisrael with regard to Golos as far as a Ger Toshav killing another Ger Toshav.
Why is there a status of Yisrael? It's a distinct status of a Ger Toshav.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That the Chiddush of Rav Kahana, which the Gemara didn't really tolerate or appreciate in the Havamina, is that it's not an either-or situation. Ger Toshav does not have to be placed either black or white, either as a Yisrael or as a Goy. He could have a middle status. And in that middle status, he might have certain dinim of Yisrael because he's partially a Yisrael. He might have dinim of a Goy because he's not yet a Yisrael. His Geirus is incomplete.
How is he partially a Yisrael?
He's partially Yisrael in that he's included in the parasha of Golos, and we're going to see many deities.
Only from that aspect.
Yeah, only right now from that aspect. Tonight's shiur, we want to go beyond that. But as far as Masechta Makos is concerned, he's considered like Yisrael as far as the din of Golos. Where does a Ger Toshav have Golos? In what scenario? Where he kills another Ger Toshav. So in that sense, as opposed to an Akum, a guy who is not misgayer as a Ger Toshav, has no status whatsoever vis-a-vis Ritzicha and Golos. In other words, if a non-Jew were to kill anyone anyone b'shogeg, he would not go into galus, and we'll see his din in a few minutes, because a guy is completely mufka from the whole parish of galus. A ger toshu is included in the parish of galus, but only in a partial way. He's not a full-fledged Yisrael as far as galus is concerned, because if Yisrael kills him or he kills Yisrael, there is no galus. But he does have the status of Yisrael, at least if he kills another ger toshu. That's the chiddush of Rav Kahana. The Ritva has a different approach to the sugya. The Ritva thinks that what was bothering the Makshan is the fact that if the Yisrael kills a ger tosha b'shogeg, he does not go into golos. What happened to the law of Ritzicha, the violation of Isa Ritzicha? Any violation of Isa Ritzicha requires or generates either golos in the minimum sense or Mises Bezdin in the maximum sense. In the case of Yisrael who kills a ger tosha, neither apply. Meaning, he doesn't go into Golos if he killed b'shogeg, and he doesn't get killed if he killed b'mezid. It would seem that killing a ger toshav is identical with killing a goy. And it's not included in the parsha of Ritzicha at all. That's how the Ritva presents the Hava Mina. And the question is, how to understand Rav Kahana's answer according to the Ritva. So in terms of Rav Kahana's answer, the Ritva quotes the Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, one of the Gedolei Harishonim. And according to the Ramah, the Gemara, even according to Rav Kahana, will assume that a Yisrael who kills a ger toshav does not go into golos. Meaning, Rav Kahana is not rejecting, he's not throwing out that part of the premise of the Havamina. Both in the Havamina and in the Maskana of Rav Kahana, the assumption is that if Yisrael murders a ger toshav, he does not go into golos. But that doesn't bother Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana still believes that the Sefer makes sense that if a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, he does go into golos. So let's just review the Havamina Maskana according to the Ritva's quote of the Ramah. The Havamina was that since if Yisrael kills a ger toshav, there is no punishment of golos. It means that ger toshav is considered like a guy. His murder does not constitute Ritzicha. And the Gemara answers no. If Yisrael kills a ger toshav, you're absolutely right that if we assume that a ger toshav is included in the parasha of Ritzicha, meaning killing a ger toshav does constitute Ritzicha, then the Yisrael should go into golos. And therefore your reading of the Mishnah, says Rav Kahana, is incorrect. You understood that from the Mishnah, a Yisrael that kills a ger toshav is exempt from golos. That's incorrect, says the Ramah. In interpreting Rav Kahana, a Yisrael that kills a ger toshav goes into golos. The only din of chutz over here, I'm sorry, what did I just say? I say that a Yisrael that kills a ger toshav goes into golos. I meant to say it does not go into golos. I jumped ahead to the Ritva. Okay. According to the Ramah, a Yisrael that kills a ger toshav does not go into golos. The Hava Mina thought that proves positively that there's no din of Ritzicha with regard to a ger toshav. And the Maskana is no. That's not so. There is a din of Ritzicha, but a Yisrael who kills a ger toshav, it's a lesser, shall we say, a lower case violation of Ritzicha, and therefore there's no chi of goals. Where does the chi of goals of Ritzicha apply in full force in the case of a ger toshav? If a ger toshav kills another ger toshav. And here's where the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that according to Rav Kahana, we throw out the premise of the Havamin. The Makshan thought that if a Yisrael kills a ger toshav, the Yisrael is exempt from golos. According to Ritva the Maskana, if a Yisrael kills a ger toshav, not only does he violate the Ritzicha, but he'll go into golos. With all the implications involved, which means that if he's not in the Ermiklot, he can be killed by the Goladam, etc., etc. What's the din if a ger toshav kills a Yisrael b'shogeg? So the Ritva vacillates on this point. He leaves it as an open-ended suffix. What's the din if a ger toshav kills a Yisrael b'shogeg? Does he have the possibility, opportunity of availing himself of the protection of Ir Miklat by going into golos? The Ritva doesn't know.
If not,
So the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that if a ger toshav kills a Yisrael, he has the same status as a goy who kills a Yisrael. Again, we're talking about what? Shogeg. And the din is, as far as a guy is concerned, there is no exemption of shogeg in Ritzicha. And he's killed. So yeah, as far as the Ritva is concerned, the Ritva leaves it as a hanging question. What's the status, what's the din of a Ger Toshav who kills the Yisrael b'shogeg? Does he get killed or does he not get killed? Correct? But the Rambam writes in Perek Hei Milchus Ritzicha Halacha Gimel that if a Ger Toshav kills the Yisrael b'shogeg, he has the same din as a guy who kills the Yisrael b'shogeg, and therefore he gets killed. Why is it that a guy who kills the Yisrael b'shogeg gets killed? So that's going to be the next sugya. Okay, I just want to set the the stage for the next sugya.
What if the guy who kills a Jew accident, he goes to Gaza, Gaza is a family of Yerusha. What if the family of Yerusha includes Goy? Could that Goy be a Goy Adam?
If he's not a Ger Toshav, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that question we had last week and we didn't resolve. Okay, Rabbi, so what I have for you now is Mar Makomos, which I want to go through with you and try to determine what is the status of a Ger Toshav, and especially in our time, what is the status of a Ger Toshav? Correct. Okay. Now, if I can find my notes, I'll be in good shape. If you get a page that's written all over on it, then you know it's mine. Okay, got it. Okay. Now, by way of introduction, the Meiri, in many different places in Shas, claims that a Ger Toshav in our time is any guy. Any guy is a Ger Toshav. Why? He says, Hagoyim bizmanenu hem gedurim bedarche adosos. They are bound and disciplined by the rules of religion, by religious law. Vinimusim, which means ethics. And therefore, yesh lahem din shel Ger Toshav, just like it was at the time of the bias. What is the implication? The implication is that every guy today has to be supported, and that's called mitzvah lachyos. Now, I say this by way of introduction, because you'll soon see that this premise of the Meiri is not so posh. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, again, we'll get to it in its time, but the Rambam, which you'll see in the middle of your page 1, the Rambam says, Ein mekablim ger toshav el bizman shayovel noy. And we're going to see the source for this Rambam is Gemara Erechin, which is the first on your page. But I just want to show you right up front that the Rambam explicitly says there's no din of ger toshav today. Ger toshav is only at the time of yovel. And that's based on an equation to Eved Knani, which only applies during the Dinim of Yovel. Where's the source for this Rambam? So we have, again, keeping in the back of our minds the Meiri, that every guy today has the din, the status of a Ger Toshav, and you have to be mitzvah, what's called mitzvah lachyoso. That's going to be the phrase, we're going to regurgitate that over and over again. You know, mitzvah lachyoso. The source for, let me just get the roll on it and then we'll answer questions. I just want to get the facts down. So the source for the Rambam, as opposed to the Meiri, is in Erechin Daf Chavtes. It says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, what does Rav Shimon ben Elazar have to say? Ein ger toshav noheg. And what does it say after that? El bizman shayovel noheg. It's pretty explicit. How the Meiri is going to move around with this Gemara is going to be the subject of our debate tonight. Amar Rav Bibi, my timer. What is the reason why the din of Ger Toshav is contingent upon Yovel? And the answer is Asya Tov Tov. We have Xeris Shava, where the word Tov appears in one parsha and it appears in another parsha. We equate the two. Okay. Ksiv Hacha. It says in Parshas Re'eh, Ki Tov Lecha Imcha, Uksiv Hasim, then it says in Kiteitse, Bitov Lolo So Nonanu. And the two both have the word Tov. One is by Eved, and the other is by what? Is by Ger Toshav. The Pasuk in Kiteitse is referring to Ger Toshav. Just like Eved depends upon Yovel, so too Ger Toshav depends upon Yovel. Rashi says, "Ain Ger Toshav Noeg." What is the impact of this halacha of Ain Ger Toshav Noeg? Shehei Yisrael Mitzuveh Lach Yoso. That this mitzvah that we have incumbent upon us to see through it, that the life of a Ger Toshav is spared. Lach Yoso means bring him to life, supply him with life. That no longer applies. Why? Because we don't have Yovel. Shekibel Olav, who is the Ger Toshav? Rashi identifies him as someone who accepts upon himself Shlo Lavod Avodas Kol Chavim. He still has the same status as a guy because he's not willing to accept upon himself all 613. Ochel Nevelos is going to continue to eat Nevelos. But he's mekabel on himself not to worship Avodas Zorah. And we'll see the implication of that down the line. Then Rashi says, "Ksiv be Eved Ivri." I mentioned Eved Kanani. I'm sorry, I apologize. "Ksiv be Eved Ivri ki tov l'chaimcha uksiv be ger toshav imcha yeshev." Right, and then it says, "Betov lo lo sonenu." Lo sonenu means oh no, you're not allowed to violate the Easter oh no by causing pain to a ger toshav. And in both cases, it uses the word tov. So therefore, Rashi says, to lo tazgir eved al adonav beger toshav mishtoi dochi mukmir lemesechta gittin beperka shaleh. Fine, Rashi invokes the Gemara and gittin to prove that this pasuk in Kiteitse, the second pasuk that we had, is referring to a ger toshav. Now, I want to call your attention to one very important thing, and then Aaron, the floor is yours. Notice that the pasuk that refers to a ger toshav, which Rashi proves from a Gemara and gittin, which is the second pasuk quoted by Rav Bibi in Erechin, says Bitovla, which means bestow upon him good. Okay, keep that in mind, because what I'm going to try to develop as we go along tonight is that we have two phrases here, and they should be separated, distinguished one from the other. One phrase is Lach Yosa, which implies that if he's about to die, save his life, you know, pump him up with some oxygen. The other phrase is Bitovlo, which sounds much more positive in the sense of bestow upon him as much good as you possibly can.
My question is, did the Rav mention something about, maybe you're referring to a certain person, perish on Yovel's Noheg Bezman Bayit?
That's Reb Chaim. Yeah. I didn't get a chance. We'll talk about it in Hashemitah Shir. Maybe not tomorrow, but maybe the week after. Reb Chaim assumes that the halacha of Kol Yoshvel Leho, which is the prerequisite for Yovel, is identical with the Binyan Abayis. Okay, that way beyond my purview for tonight. In any event, let's look at some other psukim in the Torah that address the case of a Ger Toshav. First of all, we have in Parashas Bahar, Ki yomach achichu mata yado imach vechzaktabo ger v'toshav v'chei imach. Rabbi said, what does that sound like? What kind of obligation do we have vis-a-vis the ger toshav in the pasuk at the end of Bahar?
Extensive.
I would say no. It's not extensive at all. Because we're talking about someone who's falling off his feet, and you grab him before he falls. And what does v'chei imach mean? Give him what? Give him life. This is like Lach Yoso. So I don't know that this pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra could possibly be a source for some positive mitzvah that I think I can derive from the pasuk in Kiteitse of Tov Lo. And then we have another pasuk that we should keep in mind. This is in the parasha of Re'eh, in the parasha of Nevela. The Torah says that although we're enjoined from giving Nevela, we're allowed to give Nevela to a ger. And who is this ger? It's a ger asher bisharecha. It can't be a ger tzedek who accepts upon him the Yisr Nevela, or upon himself the Yisr Nevela. It must be a ger toshav. Here I'm not exactly sure what we're doing over here. Are we talking about a ger toshav, who is so down and out that if you don't feed him a nevela, he's going to die? Is that what it sounds like? I wouldn't get that impression. This might indicate a more positive.
Stam, you're giving him something, but he's
not. Right, and you're allowed to give it to him gratis, as we'll soon see, whereas you're not supposed to give gifts to a guy, to a Ger Toshav. You're bestowing gifts upon him. This might be a much more embracing kind of relationship. I don't know.
This,
okay?
Kiyamuch is referring to a Jew or Ger Toshav?
No. Both. Both. This pasuk is telling you to grab onto someone before he falls out.
Now, let me see the next question.
Correct?
What if the Jew and Ger Toshav both need your help? Only help one.
So again, if I only have the pasuk in Kiteitze, I'm sorry, the pasuk in Bahar, so it says Ger Toshav v'cheimach. That's an addition. That's sort of like a secondary, lower level. But if I have the pasuk b'tovlo, that my relationship to a Ger Toshav is much more positive, then I don't know. I'm not sure who gets prior. You know, there may be other dinim, you know, who came first and who's more.
I would assume that it's understood that first comes a Jew.
I don't know. I'm not
then,
sure.
If you have one and he needs your help to be told.
I'm not sure. What? So listen, Shom, what I want you to strive for is the Kesef Mishnah. But I don't want to give the Kesef Mishnah out right now because I think you'll appreciate the revolution here of the Kesef Mishnah and how, in my opinion, how difficult it is to really accept the Kesef Mishnah after we go through a few more Rambams and see the sources. So again, before we see the Rambam, I want to tell you that this din of Lachyoso, which applies to a Ger Toshav, Westman the Poli, that if someone is a Ger Toshav, there's a mitzvah Lachyoso, the Ramban accuses the Rambam of having omitted this mitzvah in the Tariyak. The Ramban, you know, wrote Hasogas on the Rambam and said for mitzvahs, and the Ramban insists that we should count this mitzvah of Lachyoso with regard to the Ger Toshav as a minyan in Taryag. And again, what does the word Lachyoso mean the way we interpret it?
Save his life.
Just save his life. Take a look at the Ramban's language. He says, Nitztavenu, amongst the mitzvahs, say that the Rambam omitted, Lachyos Ger Toshav, Latzilo Mira Oso. He's about to be devoured by a wild beast. Save him. Well, Hayanitva Benar, he's about to drown. Oshanufal of Agal, he's completely submerged under debris. Is Nitrach Bekolko, we have to work to whatever extent we can, Bahatzalaso. So if you join the Hatzalah movement, you know, Hatzalah organization, you should know that your obligation includes Ger Toshav. Im Hayachol, if you're a physician, you have to know that you have to take care of a Ger Toshav, administer all the medical help that you can. And then the Ramban goes on to say how much more so are we obligated in this way vis-a-vis our own brothers, flesh and blood, or Ger Tzedek, who accepts all of it, said he has a din in Israel, Oni Michol B'chol Eila, and not only that, there's a din of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Okay, fine. We'll get back to the Ramban a little bit later, but I just wanted to point out to you that our chiyuv towards a Ger Toshav, the way the Ramban seems to formulate it, is what I call minimal. So that's going to be my catchphrase tonight. What I mean by minimal from now on is Hatzolah. Okay, Hatzolah as opposed to, you know, a showering upon him, who knows what, you know.
Minimal, if that's the case, he's dealing with. He doesn't say you're not supposed to.
No, I didn't say, no, I'm asking the following question. My question is, what is the mitzvah that we have vis-a-vis a Ger Toshav? If the Ramban wanted to tell me a chiddush, he should have told me that my chiyuv vis-a-vis a Ger Toshav is to give him tzedakah and to bring him back to the highest financial status to make sure that he can live in the fat of the land. Again, these are all issues that are going to come up in the sources that we go through. Instead, what I see, what the Ramban wants to formulate, the mitzvah lachyoso, all he has is this minimalist mitzvah, the minimal of just lachyoso. The Ramban should have told me a much more exciting chiddush. And this becomes very difficult, lefi ani hasdaiti, in light of the way we want to interpret the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tesi v'tovlo. V'tovlo is a lot more positive than Lachyoso, then Latzilo. Let's just see the Rambams here. The Rambam, there are so many Rambams are both like to see, and I didn't even exhaust all of them on these two pages. But let's just see a couple of Rambams. The Rambam in Isurei Bia, Perek Yudalet, Halachas, Zion, and Ches. The Rambam says, Ezu Ger Toshav. Let's see who Ger Toshav is. Ze'aku, Shekibel Olav Shlo Yavod Kochov Mazolos Im Shara Mitzvah Shenitztavu Ben Bnei Noach. He doesn't undergo Gerus, meaning there's no Mila, there's no Tevila. Hareza mekablim also. We should accept him. For who be chaside umos holam? Rabosai, if I were to read the Rambam Halach Zayin from the perspective of the Meiri that we started with, this sounds great. This means that every guy that we think is, let's say, an upstanding citizen, the way the Meiri says he's knowing v'darkei animusim, you know, v'das and so forth and so on, we should be kissing and hugging them. I mean, we should humi chasidei umas olam, because he's observing the seven mitzvot b'nei noach. He wouldn't chas shol midei from menachai, you know, like. I remember I once had a discussion with a Christian about not eating Eivra Menachai. He said, like, my kamashmal, like, to him was pshita. Who wants to eat Eivra Menachai? Okay. It's more complicated than that, but. The Lama Nikra Shmo Toshav. Here the Rambam has a very interesting insight. Why is the Torah coined the phrase Toshav? And he says the essence of the word Toshav, which tells you what the dinim of a Ger Toshav is, Shemuta Lana Lo Shivo Beinenu Be'eretz Yisrael. And here he refers to Hilchos Akum, where the Rambam says it's not so easy, it's not a simple matter to allow Goyim, especially those who worship idols, to take domicile in Eretz Yisrael. Now, again, let's take a deep breath, and we're really excited about the Rambam Halacha Zayin. But then all of a sudden it's anticlimactic. We take a dive all the way down. Because the Rambam's relationship to a guy, insofar as he wants to upgrade him to that status of a Ger Toshav, all of a sudden takes a real major hit, if you will. He says, V'ein mekablim. Now I separated this into two paragraphs. In the Rambam, it's one after the other. Ein mekablim Ger Toshav, el bizman shayovel noheg, avol bizman hazeh, afilu kibel olav kol haTorah kula chutz midikduk echad, ein mekablim osah. The Rambam says that today there's no ifs, ands, or buts. He's not accepted as a Ger Toshav. So all the fancy discussions that we've had about a Ger Toshav, mitzvah lachyoso, maybe even latuvlo, and he could live in Eretz Yisrael, and so forth and so on, all that is theoretical according to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't give me some sort of a footnote here, but, you know, Bizman is there, we look aside, there's no Yovel, we can be Makabal Ger Toshav. In other words, the Rambam has what I would call a legal technical procedure that has to be processed in order for someone to gain the status of Ger Toshav. That legal procedure requires Yovel. And basically, I wouldn't blame the Rambam for this. The Rambam is merely reflecting what we saw in the Gemara and Erech. But this is certainly a far cry from what we saw in the Meir. The question is the Raivid. If the Raivid disagrees fundamentally with the Rambam, then there's what to talk about. Then the nut is cracked open. You know, it's a wide open ballgame. The Raivid, I read it 5 times, and I have to tell you, Rabosai, I find this the most ambiguous paragraph I ever saw. I'm racking my brains to figure out what the man is saying. And by the way, it's not the first time I've done that. I have a lot of trouble with Hasogas arriving on the Rambam. And so does Reb Chaim, so I'm in good. Not in this Rambam, but the Reb Chaim, half of the Reb Chaims on Shas are really an attempt to make some sort of sense out of the Raivid Hasogas. But here it's particularly complicated. He attacks the Rambam as being Sosum V'chosum, a closed book. The Raivid didn't do much of a better job, if you ask me. Now, let me call your attention to two points in the Raivid. Number one, the Raivid says that, and this is the key point, Yesh mehen lahachmir olav. Okay. Do you see that? It's about 5 lines up from the bottom. Again, I'm just pulling out something from the middle of the Raivid. If you have, if you have a couple of spare hours, you'll go through the Raivid with a fine tooth comb. He says, "Shebizman she'ein ayovel noheg yoshev afilu beir atzma." Now let's take a deep breath over here. The Raivid seems to be breaking new ground with a tremendous leniency, and he's allowing a non-Jew, again, I'm deliberately using that very ambiguous phrase, a non-Jew, in our time, because it's Bizman Sheina, to live the Atzma Shel Ir, you know, right in the middle of Yerushalayim. So I got all excited about this. And I have here an article, I gave it out last time, from some Talmud of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, called Od Yisrael Yosef Chai. If you want to take one, please help yourself. And Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik sees in this Ravid an unbelievable breakthrough. And he wants to claim that according to the Ravid, a non-Jew who observes Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, technically he's not a Ger Tosh because he doesn't have what? Beis Din, because there was no Kabbalah for a Beis Din, we don't have Yovel, and therefore this whole process cannot be. Nevertheless, he has a status which permits us to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere in the best of cities. He can buy, you know, buy a piece of real estate here in Baca, you know. That's how Rabbi Aaron reads this, right? I can't figure it out, Rabbi. Look at the next three words in the Rav, in the Rav. The next four words. The Rav adds, She'ein kedusha sa'aretz olel. What the Rav is saying is that if there's no Yovel, then there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which is itself a gigantic sugya, and therefore we can allow even someone who's not a Ger Toshav to live in Eretz Yisrael. But I don't see that this Ravid is a basis for coming to any sort of conclusion about the status of a non-Jew today vis-a-vis living in Eretz Yisrael and having some, shall we say, dimensions and rights of a Ger Toshav. But anyway, just to present to you Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he says that this is the pshat in the Ravid. I'll read to you his words. He says, Yesh din ger toshav gam bizman she'ein hayovel noheg. This is how Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is being quoted by one of his Talmidim in interpreting this Ravid that we just saw. He says that this din, that a ger toshav, is noeg bizman hazeh, even without yovel, hu biyachas lehachyoso, avol ein onu mechuyovim bizman she'ein hayovel noeg lefarnaso biparnaso miruvachat ki Yisrael. What distinction is Rav Aaron operating with?
No, he says it's the din of Hatzalah. It's not.
Correct. He's saying now, Sam, that there are two dinim. There's one din of Ger Toshav that requires Yovel. And that's Parnosa Meruvachas Ki Yisrael, which perhaps could be attributed or related back to the Pasuk Batuvlo. And then there's another din of a, we'll call, I don't know what to call it, a quasi-Ger Toshav, that applies even Bizman Hazeh, by virtue of the fact that he, this guy, is knowing the mitzvos, the Sheva mitzvos, but enough, he's careful about them, and he has a status halachically, lach yoso. Not only lach yoso, but we're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I was thinking to myself, okay, lach yoso, I can live with you. That's a pun. But what I need to say is, let him live, because look, he's observing the seven mitzvahs of Noach. I tip my hat to him. You know, he's a great guy. He's very careful about Avodah Zarah and so on and so on. Good. But then to tell me that he can live in Eretz Yisrael, that's going a little bit far. That's already elevating him to a status of a Ger Toshav.
No. He's just saying that there's no Kedusha.
So take a look.
That's the major.
So Rav Aaron doesn't read those words. For some reason, Rav Aaron reads a different text. He reads the Sefer HaYireyim. Take a look on your second page, three lines up from the bottom of the Sefer HaYireyim. On the Pasuk Lo Yeshu Bartzecha, meaning we're not allowed to allow these non-Jews to live in our land. He says, Yotzreinu Yodea Lev Ha'adam. Our Creator knows to the heart of a person, knows the psychology of a human being. And therefore the Torah warns us that when we have control over the goyim, we're not allowed to live, let these people live in our land. Who are these people, says the Iranian? Look at how he describes them. Anashim Rishayim Machtie Adam. Them we have to keep out of Eretz Yisrael. V'eila mishpatim lo yeshu bartzecha. Please underline those three words. They are such sinners that they're going to have an impact on us. What does it mean?
They'll cause
you
to
transgress. Exactly. They're going to cause us to transgress. Says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, this is what the Ravid means. You know why we're allowed to let these goyim live in Eretz Yisrael, even in the middle of our cities? Not because they technically have a ger toshim, because they ain't ger toshim noeg elbis mana yovel. The Raifid embraces that sheet. He doesn't disagree with the Rama. But nevertheless, they have a different din, a din of lach yoso. And why? Because they observe the seven mitzvah in Noach. They lose the status of rishayim u'machtiyim. And we're not afraid that they'll cause us to sin. Yes. And therefore, according to the logic that we see in the Sefer Yireyim, who's one of the Rishonim Baal Hetosis, there's no Iser, which enjoins us under Lo Yeshu Bar Tzecha from allowing them to live in our cities. Wow. This now puts the Raivid into the camp of the Meiri that we started with. Let's again just backtrack to the Meiri. The Meiri says that Goyim Bizman Azeh are observant of discipline and ethics and so forth, and therefore they have the status of a Ger Toshav. What status of a Ger Toshav? The Meiri says explicitly, Lach Yoso. What we're talking about, V'chei Achicha Imach, under the barest minimum, they have the status of a Ger Toshav in order to obligate us to save them if they're drowning. But now we're adding another addition, which the Meiri doesn't spell out, and that is that the Raivid is allowing them to dwell in our land, not the way I read the Raivid, because there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but rather under a different reason, and that's under the logic of the Sefer Yireyim, because we no longer have a chash that they'll be Machti Osan, and therefore we can allow them to live in the land.
That's consistent with the first Rambam we saw. Who mechisneu masol? Why is he entitled to the stature of Ger Toshav to begin with? Because it's considered a decent human being.
Yeah, but keep in mind that the Rambam is talking about a Ger Toshav, which he defines in Allah Ches, right, as someone who was received, who was accepted, and we're going to see this over and over again in the Rambam, by a Bezdin Bizman Sheyovel Noah. The Ritva here in Makkah.
It's coming with the epic Ger Toshav.
But again, I don't see it in the Rama. You know, that's going to be the real challenge to push this into the Rama. The Ritva, interesting, has three different categories of goyim. And he says the following. He starts his presentation here in Masechta Makkos with the Rambam Shita, you know, parroting the Rambam. Ger Toshav Shekibel Bebezin Sheyisrael Lekayim Sheva Mitzvah Shenistavu B'nei Noach. And this is based on a Sugya Avodah Zarah. Then, and apparently only then, we allow him to live in the land. V'zenikra Toshav, the word Toshav means let him live in the land. He's allowed to settle in the land. This seems to be the Rambam Shita. But what I found more fascinating is the next part of the Ritva. He says, V'chiha, and someone who fits that category, okay, he's undergone this whole process of Kabbalah, of Geirus in front of Bezin Shal Yisrael. He says, Kiha Mitzuvim lehachyoso, somebody like that who fits that category, that description, we have an obligation to save him. And again, which pasuk does he quote? Again, the word chayim here is critical. Now keep him alive. The Ein Tzarich Lomer, it goes without saying, he says, the asolanu ligrom lo shum katola, we're not allowed to kill him. However, Ben Noach, who is a Ben Noach? You're telling me who Ger Toshav is, but who is a Ben Noach? Who shall lo kiblon bebezdin? Ela de kiblon, we know shemekayim osam me'atzmo. We know that on his own volition, without a Kabbalah's gerus, he is dedicated to observe those mitzvos, but who nidon b'hem, and his status is that of a misha eno mitzuva v'os. Let me try to just give you a simple, superficial pshat in the Ritva. On a very superficial level. The Ritva, and there's much more to what the Ritva has to say here in Makkos than what you see on the page. The Ritva has three different categories of non-Jews. He's got a Ger Toshav, and the Ger Toshav was Makabel Shev Mitzvahs Bifnei Bezdin, and his status is that there's a Mitzvah Lachyoso, he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. On the other extreme, which is in the next piece of the Ritva that's not on your page, he's got an Akum. An Akum is a guy that we have no reason to assume that he is dedicated and loyal to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Panim. In the middle we have what? A middle category. A Ben Noach. Who's a Ben Noach in the Ritva's terminology?
Ger Toshav without the Kabbalah's Toshav.
Great. What does it mean that he's a Ger Toshav? That he observes the Sheva Mitzvahs Panim. Three different categories. Says the Ritva, this middle category of a guy who is observant Again, observant means the Shev Mitzvahs. Gets schar, he gets rewarded as an Eino Mitzvah Vios. Now, Rabbosai, let's just review the basics. Who gets more schar, a Mitzvah Vios or an Eino Mitzvah Vios? A Mitzvah Vios. So the Ritva is willing to tell you that there's this middle status called a Ben Noach. He's not an Akum. He's not yet a Ger Toshav. He'll get rewarded, but he's not willing to upgrade his reward to the level of a Mitzvah Vios. When does a non-Jew make the transition between an Eino Mitzvah Vyosa and a Mitzvah Vyosa? When he's Makabel Geiris in front of a Bist. How does the Ritva know, this is a rhetorical question because he answers it right here on your page, how does the Ritva know that a Ben Noach is an Eino Mitzvah Vyosa? So if you take a look at the Ritva, he quotes a sugya in Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The sugya in Bava Kama quotes a pasuk in Chavakuk. Again, we don't have time to go through the whole sugya, but basically this pasuk in Chavakuk, which says, Viter Hagoyim, Amad Vayimadein Eretz Ra Viter Goyim, that pasuk teaches me, says the Gemara of Bava Kama, that God commanded Noach and Adam HaRishon before him in seven mitzvahs, but then God realized that the Goyim are not observing the seven mitzvahs. You remember Dar Enosh and all the Avodah Zarah and so on. So you know what? God stood up and he declared that they, the Goyim, are no longer bound to observe the seven mitzvahs. They're not bound to do so, but says the Ritva, here's where the Ritva comes in, second stage, and he says they can, and it's meaningful for them to observe the seven mitzvahs. They're not mufka. It's kind of like an isha, a woman who observes a mitzvah, say she's my grandma. What's her status? An eino mitzvah, because she'll be duly rewarded, but as an eino mitzvah, also says the Ritva, that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu viter lehem, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir for them, the Zion mitzvahs, for they know they're no longer obligated and committed, now they become an eino mitzvah, also. This is the middle category of a Ben Noach, described by the Ritva, who observes, he's committed to observe the seven mitzvahs, you know. He's not a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav is obligated in seven mitzvahs, you know. Once he's makabel in front of a Beis Din, he has a Gerus that puts him into a new status. It's a new personal Kedushas Ger Toshav. It's a Gerus of sort that engenders a Chiyuv. The Poskim say, again, I don't want to get off the tangent because this is a 3-hour discussion, that before he became a Ger Toshav, he's, although he's enjoined from Avodah Zarah, but he's not enjoined from Shituv. Only after he becomes a Ger Toshav and a Mitzvah Vyoseh, his din of Avodah Zarah changes. He accepts upon himself now the mitzvah of the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah, exactly identical to that of Yisrael, which incorporates even Shituv as well. Okay, now, I ask you the following question. In these three categories of the Ritva, which category, or which categories, that's going to be your choice, incorporate or allow us to apply, I'm looking for a word in English, but allow us to apply the mitzvah of Lachyosa. When, in which of these three categories, A, B, or C, we'll go with A as a Ger Toshav, B as a Ben Noach, C as an Akum, which of the three are included in the mitzvah of Lachyosa? What do you see in the mitzvah? Again, let's be honest to the Ritva. Let's not, there's no political agendas here on both sides. We're not trying to stack the cards here in any direction. We just want to be honest to the text of the Ritva. Which category does the Ritva give you Lachyosa? Only the Ger Toshav. The only nafkamina between a Ben Noach that the Ritva spells out and an Akum is that a Ben Noach gets schar as an Eino Mitzvah Vyosa. But that's a little bit disappointing. The Ramban goes a little bit further. The Ramban, which I don't have for you on the page, I apologize, also accepts this trifold, you know, the three categories of Ben Noach. But the Ramban says the following. I summarize it in my own handwriting. The Ramban says that a Ben Noach, namely a guy who's muchzak, that he's mekayim the Zion mitzvahs, and if I don't know about a guy, one way or the other, then he's called a suffek, so we don't know what to do with him. Says the Ramban, a Ben Noach that we know for sure is Noeg Zion Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Again, a Ben Noach, we're not talking about a Ger Tosha. It's mitzvah lachlotos. Mitzvah lachlotos. This, my friends, clinches that at least one Rishon goes on record, black on white, as saying that we have a category of a mitzvah lachyoso, which replies to a Ben Noach. If I go back now to the Ramban that we started with on page 1 in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban accuses the Rambam of omitting a mitzvah lachyoso, and the Ramban is talking now about whom? A Ben Noach who has a semi or a quasi status of a Ger Tosha. The Ramban never mentions what? What element did the Ramban omit? You know, it's almost like glaring at you, you know. Exactly, just say a word about Kabbalah Fei Bezdin. If I put the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs together with the Ramban here in his commentary on Makkos on Daf Tes and Awasugya, what comes up in mind is this distinction between two types of Ger Toshavs. One Ger Toshav is technically a Ger Toshav with all the frills, all the conditions, the ceremonies and the pomp. You know, he was Makabel Zayin Mitzvah Noah in front of a Beis Din. We'll see how the Rambam says how he has to do so and what the requirements are. Correct. He's a full-fledged Ger Toshav. But then there's a Mitzvah Yosef, then there's another category of a quasi-Ger Toshav, which I understand from the Ramban here in Makkos, that's a Ger Toshav who is a Ben Noach, meaning he is committed to observe, and he's bechazok that he observes the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And his din is Lach Yosef. And now, if we add Rabban Soloveitchik's interpretation of the Raivin, his din is also that he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a phenomenal conclusion, Rav Osa. I mean, if you'll walk out of here just with this paragraph, then Zeschari we call him all. We come out with the conclusion that there's a school of Rishonim, the members of which are the Meiri, the Ramban, the Raivin, according to the way Ravard Salvation understood the Raivin. I don't know how he sees it, but that's how he sees it. This school of Rishonim would maintain that there's something called a Ben Noach, and that applies to Zman Hazeh. Now, should we lavish upon him all the good in the world? Is our obligation of tzedakah vis-a-vis this Ben Noach identical to that mitzvah vis-a-vis Yisrael? Absolutely not. It's fundamentally different. And I mentioned to this before that in the mitzvah of tzedakah vis-a-vis Yisrael is halacha of sus lirkovalov, which means that if he was a wealthy guy, right, he was Bill Gates, and now he went down, Yard Menachoso. We have to bring him back to his original status. We got to buy him a Cadillac. Well, that's passé. Well, there's no such thing anymore. Well, what's the fancy car these days? A Lexus is called? Yeah, we got to buy the fanciest car. That doesn't apply Bisman Hazeh. Only vis-a-vis a Jew. A Jew is a mitzvah, lefarneso berevach, under the law of Hilchus Tzedakah, with regard to Ben Noach Bisman Hazeh, the best we can do is to upgrade him to the status of the mitzvah Lachyoso, which means, as Ramban says, Latzilo, and, if you want to add the right into boot, to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. But what about the Rambam? The Rambam, I don't see it. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Ches Milchus Melachim, it's on the bottom of your page 1, Kol HaMakabel Sheva Mitzvahs V'Nizhar Lasosom Ereza Mechassidus Olam Yesham Chilik Olam Abba V'Hu Sheyekabel Osan. He has to accept it, he means in front of a Beis Din, and we'll see that over and over again in the Rambam. V'Yas Osan Mipnei. Why is he motivated to fulfill these mitzvahs? She'etziva Ba'ed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Teira. Unbelievable. You ask your average Ben Noach, even if he's a great guy, you love him and you want to hug him, why is he observant of the Zayin Mitzvahs? I don't know if he's going to tell you, because he is obligated under the law of God that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know. Some of them will.
Ben Noach today,
No, you're not talking your average Christian who comes to visit Eretz Yisrael.
He can't be Ben Noach.
No, well, wait a minute. Again, you know, this becomes complicated. Again, you weren't here last week, Sean. We discussed a chiddush of the Shev HaKohen. The Shev HaKohen writes that a non-Jew is not enjoined from shituf. Again, I don't, Rav Osak, we just don't have the time for this, but suffice it to say that Catholicism is shituf. It's a different kind of avodah zarah. It's a very interesting category of avodah zarah. It's an avodah zarah that applies to two different, shall we say, categories of individuals. Number one, a Yisrael, and number two, a Ger Toshav. It does not apply, according to Sheva Kohen, to your average ben noach. And therefore, even a Catholic, believe it or not, could be a ben noach, the way we're describing it, according to these Rishonim. Because
not if you're Rambam.
No, the Rambam says that Christianity is avodah zarah because he's talking to us. We have to treat Christianity as avodah zarah. The Rambam is not going as far as to say that the Christian himself is violating avodah zarah because he's not. If he believes in one God, even though again his God has many different partners, right? But nevertheless, that's a violation of shituf. That's not avodah zarah mamish. However, when he accepts upon himself to be a ger toshav, that's a whole other story. Says the Sheva Kohen and many others. Now he becomes enjoined from shituf as well. He takes upon himself the whole kit and caboodle of the Isra Avodah Zarah, the way we have it, identical to us. Because why? Because he is saying that I am accepting the Zion mitzvah now, not because they were given to other Marishon, not because they were given to Noah, but because they were given to Bnei Yisrael. By whom? By Moshe. When were they given to Moshe Rabbeinu? Take a look on your second page. They were given at the time of Mara. This is after Yitzis Mitzvah. Who can tell me when the first mitzvah of Tayag was given? Achodesh Hazeh, Lachem Rosh Chodesh, where was it given? In Mitzvah. That moment kicks off what we call Torah Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Second stage after Rosh Chodesh is what? Is the ten mitzvahs. What are the ten mitzvahs? They were given at Mara to Moshe Rabbeinu when he transmitted them to Klal Yisrael. Seven out of the ten were Bnei Noach. If a Ben Noach is committed, again, he needs a formal declaration, etc. But if he's committed to observe the Zion mitzvahs, not because of the way they were given to Adam HaRishon and Noach, but because of the way they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah on behalf of all human beings on the face of the earth. Tariag mitzvahs for the Jews and seven mitzvahs for the Noah, but those seven mitzvahs are not identical to the seven mitzvahs that were given to other Marisha, the Nafkamina right now for our purposes, and maybe millions of other Nafkaminas, is Shituf. So therefore, when a Ger Toshav stands in front of a basement and he formally accepts upon himself the Zion mitzvahs because of the way they were given and commanded through Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about the identical seven mitzvahs that are given to Klal Yisrael. When were they given to Klal Yisrael? At Mara. Rashi goes very far in Masech Yevamos. That's another shir unto itself. Rashi says that a Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. Why does Rashi think that a Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos? Because the violation of Shabbos is a denial of God's creative power and becomes prohibited under Avodah Zarah. That's why the Gemara says a Mumer L'chol Shabbos has the same din as a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah. Okay, but that's already, that's for Leil Shavuos when we go through the Aseres Hadibur. In any event, the Rambam, who's quoted here in the Meiri, and again, I just because of the way I used Bar Ilan, I wasn't able to get the Rambam in his original form. But here on the in the second source on page 2 is the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin, quoted by the Meiri, and basically the Rambam says that the reason why we observe the mitzvos today, including the Zion mitzvos, is because of the way they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and not because of the way they were given before that period of time. If you have a chance, you'll go through this. Let's look at the Rambam now in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says that we're not allowed to let a guy live in Eretz Yisrael, an Ove Kochavim, Bizman Shiyad Yisrael Tekefa, you remember this Rambam. However, says the Rambam, Ad in the third line, Shiyakabal of Shev Mitzvah Stavu Ben Noach Shenemar Lo Yeshu Bartzech Afilu Fisho Vim Kibal Olav Shev Mitzvah Hareze Ger Toshav. So we get all excited here that maybe the Rambam is finally opening up, he's offering a stand, and he's allowing non-Jews, we'll call them B'nai Noach, to live in Eretz Yisrael, but no luck. The Ein Mekablim Ger Toshav Ela Bizman Shayovil Noheg. Aval Shalo Bizman Ayovil Ein Mekablim Ela Geri Tzedek Bolah. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, the last few words in the Ravid, there's more to this Ravid, but we're only focused. Eini Mashvelo B'Yeshivas Haaretz. I don't agree with him with regard to living in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Shalom, remember I told you before, hang in there for the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is the revolutionary. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Taima. What is the meaning of this statement of the Ravid? Lomar, to tell us. She'af al pi, she'ein mekablim ger toshav bizman, she'ein hayovil noheg. And the Ravid subscribes to that view as well. Im kibel sheva mitzvahs, lama yimanu oso, Miyeshivas Haaretz. If he's willing to commit himself to the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, why should we prevent him from living in Eretz Yisrael? Haleka lemechash bei penyachtiu. Whose logic was this, Rav Ossai? The Sefer Yireyim, which you'll see on the bottom of this page, two sources below. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah is attributing to the Ravid in his Hasogas on the Rambam, the logic of the Sefer Yireyim, which means that the law that enjoins us from allowing a guy to live in Eretz Yisrael is suspended bizman hazeh, because they're no longer Rishoyim Machtiyim, and therefore the Ravid now is telling us that a non-Jew who observes, again we have to know that he observes the seven mitzvah, is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. We saw that in the Ravid in Hilchas Yisurei via Perek Yudalit in page 1, but there he said, because Ein Kedushas Haaretz Aleha, whatever that means. But now we're seeing in the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Ravid, that the Rambam, that the Ravid is objecting to the Rambam's bumping off a guy from living in Eretz Yisrael. He says, the guy is a Ben Noach and he observes the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, we're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Ravid. I don't see it in the Ravid, frankly. But the Ravid says, Eini Mashvelo, I don't equal his Shita with regard to Yeshiva Baaretz.
And he's not considered a Lozar?
And if he's what? If he's not? If he's committed to? If he's committed to abstain from avodah zarah and observe the zayin mitzvahs, correct? Now, what about the Rambam? So here, my eyes simply pop out. I don't know what to believe. Uladas Rabbeinu says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rabosai, this is serious stuff. This is Rav Yosef Cairo. Uladas Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, Nira Lomar. The Enochinami. Guess what? The Rambam subscribes to the same sheet as the Ravid. She in the Atzmo Kibel all of Sheva Mitzvahs. She ain't monim also me Shiva Saretz. Velo Bal Lomar Elisha ain't Bezdin Makablin also. We don't have the power of Bizman Hazev Bezdin accepting him, but if he does so on his own, we're going to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. Hey, where does the Kesef Mishnah see this in the Rambam? I don't understand. The Rambam just finished saying in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, right here on the spot, that all these exceptions to the rule, in which we're allowed to let a non-Jew who's not a full Ger Tzedek live and take up domicile in it, so only applies when he's Mekabel Zion Mitzvahs, he becomes a Ben Noach. And the Rambam adds, V'ei Mekabel in Ger Toshav Ela Bizman She'yovel Noach. For the life of me, I can't figure out how to... Again, if the Kesef Mishnah wants to put this into the Ravid, okay, that's a hard pill to swallow, but I'll swallow it. But how can he say it in the Rambam? I looked up in the Frankel, you know, there's a Sefer HaMaftech in the back. He's got a list, long vidagolus, of all the commentaries that disagree with this Kesef, that reject this Kesef. In any event, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik wants to accept this Kesef. And therefore he wants to throw the Rambam into the whole chart. That even Bizman Hazeh, even though we're lacking the entire technical procedure of Gerus for a Ger Toshav in front of a Bezdin, and he has to be Makabalit, you know, because of Moshe Rabbeinu and so forth, and that only applies to Bismana Yovel Noi, even though that technical achievement is completely impossible. Nevertheless, the Rambam subscribes to the opinion of that whole slew of Rishonim that we're going to give many dinim and many rights to a Ben Noach as a quasi fake, so to speak, a facsimile of a Ger Toshim. He's not the real McCoy, but he's committed to observe the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And therefore, we can allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. And in Rishonim say, we have a chiyuv, a mitzvah lachyoso, that was the Ramban. How does Rav Aharon have the audacity to accept this Kesef Mishnah against all the Mefarshim? Against the Rambam himself? Here's where the answer is. Take a look. Look at the Rambam Hilchas Malachim Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, "V'chein yirulisha noagim im geri toshav biderech eretz ugmilus chasodim ki Yisrael." Rabosai vashteito in the Rambam.
The whole nine yards.
We're talking about the positive, not the minimalist. Right. We're talking about lavishing upon him all the gmilus chasodim that he needs. Sharei onu mitzuvim lachyoso, meaning the Rambam understands that the word lachyoso doesn't mean the way we interpret, the way the Ramban interprets lachyoso. Lachyoso means the full, you know, the full brunt. Then he says, shenemar, take a look. Lager asher bisharecha titnena vi'och. This is the parsha of Nevela. This is the parsha, if you go back to Dvarim Perek Yidal Parshas Re'eh, Lager is referring to a Ger Toshav, correct? And the Rambam says Shari Yonah Mitzuvim Lachios. So far, so good.
Perhaps he's referring to when there's Yovel and a Beit Din.
Possibly. Absolutely possible.
That's what it sounds like.
But take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Zchiya Matan. It's on the bottom of your page. The Rambam says, Osur li Yisrael, lite li akum matnas chinam. Okay, you're not allowed to give an idol worshiper a gift gratis, but you're allowed to give a gift to a ger toshav. Okay, so in Hilchas Matanas, the Rambam says there's a fundamental difference between an akum and a ger toshav. Ger toshav, the Torah says, like ger asher b'sharecha titneno. The same pasuk which the Rambam invokes in Perek Yud Milchus Malachim, correct? That we just saw, which I underlined for you, like Gerah Shebesh Rechetid Nena. And the Rambam says, with regard to that pasuk, that there's a mitzvah lach yoso vis-a-vis a Ger Tosha. Everything's wonderful, correct? Then look at the next line in the Rambam. Aval Ger Tosha bein b'mechira u'bein b'nesina. Again, if I cover the next five words in the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah vis-a-vis a Ger Toshav Lachyoso, who could write the script of the Rambam? Shenemar? Hello? Anybody home? Well, what pasuk is the Rambam going to quote? Cover the Rambam and tell me what he's going to quote. Shenemar, mitzvah Lachyoso, with regard to Ger Toshav, Shenemar what? Sammy, can you help me out here? Shenemar, go back to the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. What pasuk is the Rambam about to quote? I'm playing a pedagogic game with you. Like Ger Asher B'Sharecha Titnena. No. Shenemar Ger V'Tosha V'Chei Imah. Rabosai, why does the Rambam in Hilchos Chiyah Matana quote the pasuk Ger V'Tosha V'Chei Imah? And in Hilchos Malachim, he quotes the pasuk, Lager Asher B'Sharecha Titnena V'Yachla. The Rambam is inconsistent. What's the answer, Abosai? These are two different mitzvahs. What's the difference between Ger V'Tosha V'Chei Imach and Lager Asher B'Sharecha Titnena, take the Nevela and give it to the Ger? What do you say? I can't hear, I'm sorry.
That's Vitovla.
Which one is Vitovla? Excellent. How do you know that? Because what does the Rambam say in Hilchas Malachim? Yerelish Nagim in Gere Tosha Viderech Eretz Ugmilas Chasodim. What's the next word? Ki Yisrael. This is not the mitzvah Lachyoso that we're familiar with. The mitzvah Lachyoso that we're familiar with is the Rambam in Ilchas Chiyam Atana, where the Rambam says you're allowed to give a gift to a Ger Toshav because mitzvah Lachyoso. But the Rambam in Hilchus Chiyam Atan is not talking about upgrading the Ger Toshav to the status of a Jew as far as the mitzvah of Chesed is concerned, and lavishing upon the Ger Toshav the same kind of Chesed, the same kind of sensitivity, the same kind of financial support that you have vis-a-vis Yisrael. When the Rambam needs a pasuk to establish that a Ger Toshav is upgraded to the status of Yisrael as far as Gemilas Chasodim is concerned, Ugemilas Chasodim ki Yisrael, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk, Titnena. Titnena means lavish upon him. When the Rambam wants to quote the halacha of Lach Yosa the way we understood, the way the Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs understood Lach Yosa, save him when he's drowning, the Rambam quotes the pasuk, V'cheyachicha imam, let him live. Is Memela, what we could say is that according to the Kesef Mishnah, who says that even Bizman Azev is such a thing as a Ger Toshav, and even the Rambam subscribes to that rule, and therefore Ger Toshav Bizman Azev, who's committed to observe the Seven Mitzvahs, is allowed to take up domicile in Eretz Yisrael. That Ger Toshav Bizman Azev is the Ger Toshav of V'chei Imach of the Rambam Hilchus Chiyam Atana, which means you're allowed to give him matana, you're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perik Yud Aleph Yud Beis wants to upgrade the Ger Toshav to the status of Gomel and Chasodim Ki Yisrael, here the Rambam is talking about which Ger Toshav? Not the Ben Noach of the Ramban and the Meiri and the Raivin. Not the Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh who's committed to Zayin Mitzvahs. The Rambam is talking about the technical Ger Toshav. Bizman Sheh Yovel Noe, who stands in front of a Beis Din, and he accepts upon himself Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach because Moshe Rabbeinu commanded him. He's on the highest level of Ger Toshav. His Gerus in Jedis and Kedushas Yisrael such that now our Chiyuv of Gemilas Chasodim vis-a-vis the real, full-fledged, bona fide Ger Toshav is Ki Yisrael. Okay, Rabbos, I will stop here.